This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of Delhi Metro projects worth about 18,300 crore rupees. He will inaugurate two new corridors of the Delhi Metro. These include the Majlis Park, Mojpur, Babarpur Pink Line corridor of around 12.3 kilometers and the Dipali Chowk, Majlis Park, Magenta Line corridor of around 9.9 kilometers. The new connectivity will benefit several areas of Delhi, including Burari, Jagatpur Wazirabad, Khajuri Khas, Bhajanpura, Yamuna Vihar, Madhuban Chowk, Haidarpur Badli Mor, Bhalaswa, Majlis Park, among others. More from our correspondent.
On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi will also lay the foundation stone of three new corridors under Phase 5A of the Delhi Metro, covering a route length of over 16 kilometers. The three new corridors are RK Ashram Mark to Indraprasth, Aerocity to Indira Gandhi Airport Terminal 1, and Tughlakabad to Kalindi Kunj. He will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple projects worth 15,200 crore rupees under the General Pool Residential Accommodation Redevelopment Plan. Spread across key locations such as Sarojini Nagar, Netaji Nagar, Kasturba Nagar and Srinivaspuri, these projects are part of the government's ambitious program to modernize GPRA colonies and create world-class infrastructure for government employees and administrative offices. Vedanand Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
International Women's Day is being observed today. The theme this year is Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings and best wishes to all citizens of the country, especially to women, on the occasion of International Women's Day. To mark the occasion, various programmes are being organised across the country. In New Delhi, President Draupadi Murmu will join International Women's Day celebrations at Manekshaw Centre. Further, the Ministry of Women and Child Development organised a women-led walk titled Shakti Walk along Kartavya Path in the morning today. Union Youth Affairs and Sports Ministry is also organizing a nationwide athletics league, Asmita, in New Delhi on the International Women's Day today. Ministry of External Affairs or MEA has said that more than 52,000 Indian nationals have been safely brought back from the Gulf region to India between 1st to 7th of March following the outbreak of war in West Asia. The MEA said that of these, 32,107 passengers travelled on Indian carriers while the rest were flown by foreign airlines. Meanwhile, in view of the prevailing situation in West Asia, the Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has postponed its examinations for Class 12, scheduled on 9th, 10th and 11th March in the region. The board in its statement said that the new dates for the examinations shall be announced later. The conflict in West Asia has entered its ninth day today, expanding across several countries in the Gulf region as the United States, Israel and Iran continue airstrikes, missile attacks and drone operations in the region. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that Israel will continue its military actions against Iran until all its objectives are achieved. Earlier, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian said neighboring countries would no longer be targeted unless attacks originate from their territory and apologized for recent strikes. Telangana Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy has appealed to all Central Committee members of the Maoist group, including Ganapati, to surrender, join the mainstream life and be an active part in the reconstruction of the state. As many as 130 Maoists with 124 sophisticated weapons surrendered before the government in the presence of the Chief Minister at the Integrated Command and Control Centre in Hyderabad yesterday. Rapper turned politician Balendra Shah's Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP is all set to form the next government in Nepal after securing landslide victory in parliamentary elections and decimating the established parties. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India will lock horns with New Zealand in the summit clash in Ahmedabad today at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.